As diabetics nationwide struggle to afford the insulin they need to survive, Kentucky lawmakers are working to provide some relief at the state level. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. The price of the two main insulin brands has increased more than 1,000% since the late 1990s. A bill has been pre-filed for the 2020 General Assembly that would cap the copay for insulin at $100 for a 30-day supply. State Representative Patty Minter of Bowling Green is co-sponsoring the measure and says some diabetics are rationing their insulin or going without, which in some cases has been deadly.
That's morally wrong when we know that insulin costs about $6 a bottle to manufacture, and it's marked up to over $300 in many places.
Attorney General Andy Beshear filed lawsuits in May against the nation's three largest insulin manufacturers. Inflated insulin prices strike Kentucky hard, with one in four residents considered diabetic. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.